Milchah Shabbos, Milchah Shalom Tess, different halachas, pratis that we have regarding the halachas of Shabbos, Siv Zayin. It's on the bottom of Kofi Zayin and Alf. Says Machabes, Svina boat. Himi Yeshavis Bakarka Yam. If it's sitting on the ground of the ocean, the Enish of the Klal, it's not floating at all, as we continue to Amadez, but Likonis, but you're allowed to enter into that boat. Then make sure if it's tied. Kaminigat Svina is Amadez, but normal the way the boats usually are when they're in the port. Ava pi she shot up in the mind, but it's floating technically on the surface of the water, but look on this, but you're allowed to enter into it. Says the Mishbura Siv Cotton Lama Hay. So if it's sitting there on the ground, and in the shot the cloud's not floating at all, love the shot, but if it's floating, us look on this between, and I'll go into a boat, Kibba Mavish, Kerim from, on a ferry, and they denied a kashat, but that's why, because it looks like as if you yourself are floating, which, as we had said, is forbidden in the previous Siv. Siv Cotton Lama Vav. But if it's on the ground, mutli konis, but you're allowed to enter it. Now, but also chaladim laharim, it's forbidden for any person to be deceptive, likonis lishamutecha, to go in, oh, I'm just taking a nap. V'yidei, he knows she'en Yehudi yelechenim evarshen b'Shabbos. He knows the non-Jews are going to take the boat from the other side on Shabbos. Even if it's within the tchum, which Shartzin Islam Hayes says that is even for a Talmud Chacham. So look at the Gemara. In our times, we don't have a Talmud Chacham regarding this. It's the Magen Rambam, the name of the Magen Mishnah, which the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham would be able to be deceptive. This Mishbura referred to by in Simon Yishmael Chesef Chgrimel Bahago. The Mnichtes Bameir of Shabbos, if you had gone into the boat from before Shabbos, Vakonish Mishvisa, and you acquired that as your Shabbos residence, then sure, it's permitted. The Su have a Kebesai, then it's already like his house. Then it doesn't look like afterwards as if he's floating. And if he ever takes him out of the tchum, sure, it's going to be permitted. Now I go from boat to boat. Only in the first boat could he walk the whole area. Since he had resided in the airspace of its partitions from before Shabbos. All these different details with the boat are explained. If someone had a huge debt owed to him by a non-Jew, but he finds out that he's ill. Also, he's not allowed to hire a small boat to go to him. Because the damage is not clear. Maybe he's not going to die. Or maybe he's going to. He already gave the command to have him paid up. That's even if it's within the tchum. Actually, even if the damage is clear, that if you don't get to him, it's going to be a huge loss. Us, it's forbidden. Even for mitzvah purposes, forbidden. 97 tofer should give us of chayadim klav memdal is chav kasav. He writes, "Dimtzarich lava b'mavi." If you have to go pass over the water with a ferry, the mitzvah there is for a mitzvah that's a temporary that could be lost. B'yev shebin yachid, it's not possible any other way. And if someone has a debt by a non-Jew, but Barzek is clear, damage, if he's not going to go over the water on Shabbos with a boat, that he's going to lose that money. Maybe you could rely on to permit. When it's out of the tchum, near Shein Lachal Klal, it seems one cannot be lenient at all. My Mishar Chuvah is a Mizibis and Mishar Chas. Sivkar Lamazayim, we said, but if the boat is Keshura, if it's tied, like the way boats usually are, then even if it's floating on the water, you're allowed to go into the boat on Shabbos, some of the people walking by the water, whenever they see a boat. But Vitzorchi, Kesha Kasha Badesha Echa Basvina has one end is tied on the boat, Basheni Bayabasha, and the other end on dry land, say the Achrin.